the weekend, I came across a YouTube channel that has 1.9 million subscribers, and it was created a month ago. The channel is called Dad, How Do I? If you're at a computer, give it a quick search. 1.9 million subscribers in a month. That is ridiculous. And if you look at the content, like I am right now, maybe 12, 15 videos. And the basic premise is each video, he'll show you how to do something that traditionally a dad would teach his son or daughter. For example, how to hang a shelf on the wall, or how to use a stud finder, or how to check your car's oil, or how to iron a dress shirt. You get the idea. But here's what's really amazing to me. The content itself, if you watch it, it's fine. The audio quality is fine. Not great. It's fine. The video quality, not great, but it's fine. And yet, once again, he has 2 million subscribers in 1 month. So when I see things like this, it's such an important reminder that the content is one piece of the puzzle, but how you frame and brand that content is a much bigger piece. And too often, we forget to think about that. We're so focused on creating the content or the product that we forget to consider how we're going to frame it to the rest of the world. For example, this video I'm looking at right now, how to use a stud finder. It's a minute and 54 seconds. Once again, audio quality, fine. Video quality, fine. And in fact, if I search YouTube for a stud finder tutorial, I'm going to get thousands and thousands of results. To be clear, there's no shortage of stud finder tutorials on the web. And yet, once again, that video itself has 170,000 views. All for content, that's fine. So think about it. If the content, by any measure, is fine, then how does he have 2 million subscribers on YouTube? And the answer, of course, is in the framing. It's in the initial idea. The video is almost secondary, but the idea of a channel dedicated to dad-related topics is a really good one, especially in this climate. In the United States alone, 25% of children, that's 1/4 of children in the entire country, grow up in fatherless homes. That's a really sad reality. And if you do the math, that equates to something like 20 million children in the US alone growing up without dads. Now, of course, it's not like any of the things he is reviewing here are unique to being a dad. It's not like a mom can't teach her kids these things. Of course not. But still, it is traditionally the role that a father plays. And from that perspective, it's such a good idea. And it's even better for the fact that I don't think he was working this out before he created the channel. I don't think he was researching these numbers thinking, how can I get the most subscribers? Supposedly, the idea is he grew up without a dad. So once he became a father, he created this content for those who were just like him as a kid. That alone is something you can instantly gravitate toward and want to support. So anyways, all of this is just to be a reminder that sometimes the content itself is secondary, and the framing and the branding is a million times more important. How are you going to frame and present this new thing you've created to ensure that it isn't thrown into the bucket along with every other stud finder tutorial? You know what I mean? I'll give you one more example before I let you go, kind of on that same wavelength. There's a different channel at YouTube called Girlfriend Reviews. I'm not sure when they created their account. I don't think it was more than maybe a year and a half ago, but they have nearly 1 million subscribers. And if I remember correctly, nearly half of those came in that first month when they blew up. Now, what's interesting to me about this channel is I did not expect this. So the basic premise is they review video games, but from the perspective of a girlfriend watching the boyfriend play the game. So every video has some kind of tagline like, this isn't a review of such and such game. It's a review of what it's like to watch someone play such and such game. And again, this channel blew up in popularity, and I never would have expected that. And it just goes to show, because a year ago or so when I saw the first one, I remember saying to my wife, this isn't going to go over very well. They're going to get hammered for this. Because again, that idea of a girlfriend watching the boyfriend play a game, it kind of feels old-fashioned. It doesn't really represent reality at this point when the numbers are a bit more 50-50. I really thought they were going to get hammered for this, and they didn't. Amazingly so. And I'm not sure how I misjudged it so much, not in that I was offended or I would have gone after them, but more I just thought, the people are not going to appreciate this, and it just wasn't the case. I think as an aside, some of that is stems from the fact that the programming community is very progressive in that regard, and they don't stand for that sort of thing. And I sometimes forget, outside of that technology world, people are, I think, a bit more relaxed in that regard, not so quick to the trigger. But yeah, in any event, the videos are still just reviews. They're good ones, but they're still just reviews. And yet every single one gets a minimum of 500,000 views, sometimes way more. So when you consider how much of YouTube is dedicated to people talking about video games, for them to have so much success is incredible. And it all comes back to the framing. The way they frame that channel is so different from everyone else. When I was a little kid, I used to enter coloring contests wherever I could find them. And usually it would be at restaurants and things like that. And my mom always had the same bit of advice, and it's really good advice for everything. She would say something along the lines of, look, 100 different children are going to color and submit this picture. So what are you going to do to make yours stand out from the other 99? Because if you just color it in beautifully, great, but it's going to look like every other submission. How can you tweak this to ensure that yours immediately stands out among the rest? And if you think about it, it's so basic, but it's really good advice for everything from, yes, coloring contests, to resumes, to building a product, to building a course, to creating a YouTube channel. It's all the same piece of advice. How are you going to frame this to ensure that it immediately stands out?